Good morning. Good morning, everyone. And thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Today is Wednesday, October the 18th, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm coming straight from Washington, D.C. to you all over the world. I am so excited to have you guys joining me each and every Wednesday at the same time. Lord, I'm just so grateful to have you guys listening and supporting the way you do today and DC, it is 60 degrees. It's going to be a high of 69 and sunny. Ooh, it's been cold though lately, but now it's going to go up to the 70s the rest of the week. And Detroit, you are sunny at 58 degrees, and you're going to go all the way up to 67 degrees today. Richmond, VA, you're 58 degrees sunny right now, and you're going up to 68 degrees. And Jacksonville, where my main man, celebrity comedian A-Train, is from, is mostly cloudy, 75 degrees today, and you're going to be cloudy most of the day. 77 degrees is your high. Dallas, Texas, 62 degrees and sunny, and your high is going to be 82 degrees, sunny all day. London, got nothing but love for you over there. Cloudy today, 59 degrees, and your high is 60 degrees. And listen, it looks like for the majority across the board, it's going to be sunny today. And listen, today is a great day. I know everyone is excited about the NBA play. I think they started their season last night. So that was all the hype and everything. But listen, the hype is the keys against the enemy at thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. If you have not gotten the keys against the enemy, you need to go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com and check out everything the keys against the enemy. We got the webinar going on at 7 p.m. every day. Yes, I said it, 7 days a week, all the way until December the 4th. The keys against the enemy webinar is on YouTube, and you go through your Google and you can sign right on up and join me every day at 7 p.m. I'm there faithful. I don't care if I'm in the car. I don't care if I'm at my son's football game. I am there for the Keys Against the Enemy. It is a spiritual 90-day boot camp, and I'm telling you, it is really that, a boot camp. God is really showing himself awesome, mighty, amazing, abundant. He is doing his thing. Yes, opposition has come up against me several times. Of course, the devil doesn't like what God is doing through the Keys Against the Enemy 90-day spiritual boot camp. But you know what? When you have a steadfast, unmovable spirit, and you know that you want to finish that race, you're going to go in just like anybody that's in the military. They have to go on to their training for X amount of days, and they stick with it until they accomplish it. And then they are equipped for the battles ahead, or just to hold it down. And God has called us warriors on earth as it is in heaven. And I want to be all of that for my Father, okay? So I ask you to join me 7 p.m. each and every day on the webinar, The Keys Against the Enemy, on YouTube. And also, 5 days a week, I have the Keys Against the Enemy podcast. You can join that, subscribe to it on iTunes or Google Play Music, and you can sign up for the Keys Against the Enemy podcast. Oh my God, it's so impersonable, you guys. I mean, I'm just really giving you 2 to 5 minutes of just an inspiration just to get you through the day, quick, fast, and hurry, just a piece of snack to get you through the day. And it is amazing. I'm so glad it's on the Charisma Podcast Network, and I'm so honored to be a part of that. And so just wanted to bless you with that. So again, everything and anything you want to know about the Keys Against the Enemy, go on the keysagainsttheenemy.com. All right. So listen, I got to give it up to my sponsors, and she's actually our first guest today. Today we have joining us Dewan from Salon Dewan, and also we got Gina G with What She Say, and then we got Alicia Brooks. She was supposed to be with us last week, and it was some technical difficulties, but she is on with us this week, okay? And she's going to be giving us 5 minutes of Branding You, and my girl, my little sis, Ebony, is going to be bringing us 5 minutes of Glam, and also my main man, celebrity comedian, A-Train. Where is A-Train at? He's going to give us all entertainment updates and keep us going on what's going on and trending topics as well. All right, so let's go ahead and give a word of our sponsor, Salon Dewan, natural hair services with your favorite protective styles. You can choose any type of hair you like from their glam luxury virgin hair. They have natural hair care and body care products to maintain your glamorous look. Also, gents, they have a barber on staff as well. You can go and get your cuts. They have spa packages, VIP packages as well. And I know that you are going to be excited about the fact that they have the Glam Shop, which is the first mobile salon by Salon Dewan, the very first mobile salon in the metropolitan DMV area. And you can go ahead and book you some events, some parties, and they will come right on to you. So call Salon Dewan and the Glam Shop mobile salon. You can go on their website, which is salondewan.info, or you can call 202-802-3098. Again, call Salon Dewan. Call her, Dewan, my stylist in the DMV area, 202-802-3098. All right. So now we're going to go ahead and transition right on into Dewan. She's going to be telling us what's going on at Salon Dewan. Hey, Dewan.
Hey, how are you, Gina?
We're doing fantastic here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Girl, tell us all about what's going on with you.
Okay. So we have some events coming up. You know, we always try to give back to the community, and we have one actually coming up tomorrow with the United Way, and it's a program that they have for homeless people. So we're going out there tomorrow. We'll be out there between 10 and 4 p.m., and we're going to do free haircuts and styling.
Okay. That sounds really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so we do that. We had another event last week. We have some coming up in November as well. Everyone can go to the website at salondewan.info, and there's a calendar that they can see the different events that we participate in.
Okay, but you wanted to tell us something about what you were doing with the Cancer Society. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, I am affiliated with the Department of Health, where we offer free wigs and accessories such as prosthetics to Maryland residents. I'm actually trying to get to each and every state, but right now we're at working with the Department of Health in Maryland. And how it works is, if you have ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or cervical cancer at any time, you can be a part of their program. And we would offer you free custom wigs. And
that is awesome. That is awesome. Yeah. How long have you been with them now?
I've been with them for 2 years now.
That is amazing.
It's a really good program. Mm-hmm. And they have other things that they do within that program, but that is just one of the things that they offer to the ladies in the state of Maryland. So if you can give me a call in reference to that, then I would link you to the Department of Health program, and then they would ask you a few questions, such as, you have to be a Maryland resident. They'll ask you your income, and they'll ask you what your diagnosis is. And once they approve you, then you come back to me, and we will do a consultation and customize a wig for you. So you can choose any hair, any style, and they're all new. So they're all custom wigs.
Well, that is so good. And I know some of the ladies out there that may be struggling with that cancer and battling that right now would really appreciate that kind of service. And I know that they're looking diligently for things like that. So please give us, Dewan, a call at, give them your number and also your social media info.
Mm-hmm. It's 202-802-3098. And you can also reach me by the website, www.salondewan.info. And Dewan is spelled D-E-J-U-A-N, salondewan.info.
All right. Well, listen, she's no stranger to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and she's been on here before, and she's given us all of the information about the salon and being the very first mobile salon here in the DMV area. And also, she's one of our sponsors. So thank you so much, Dewan. Call Salon Dewan as soon as you can, like right now. Call her right now and go and join her on her social media. All right, girl. Thank you so much, and thank you for doing such a great job in the community. You are such a blessing and so appreciated.
Thank you.
All right. Well, You too.
right.
Well, listen, we done already got that info. Listen, I'm telling you, it is. She's very, very sweet, gentle, very straightforward. She wants to take care of your hair. She wants to, you know, provide the best products and everything, the nutrition and everything that's going to make you have healthy hair, no matter what stage you are in or what you're battling. She is definitely one of those that really cares about your happiness and your confidence, especially with women in our hair. All right, so let's transition a little bit. We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break, and then we're going to come back with what she say. All right, stay tuned just after these messages.
Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle on your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette Stannis. You know me as Thelma from the TV show Good Times. I've just written a book called The Last Night, A Caregiver's Journey Through Transition and Beyond. And it's my life story, and I talk about my transition with my mom through Alzheimer's. So it's a wonderful book. It has great information. And right now, you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right. All right, Gina G. What she say?
Well, hello, Dr. Gina. How you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Good. Well, I am here. Now, I am the baby of four. I have three lovely sisters, and I have two that are single. Now, I know I'm married, but still they call me for advice all the time, and I'm the baby. So I don't know what that's all about, but you know, I'm the guru. So I just want to give you five things. I want to shout out to the fellas that's listening, and I want the ladies to understand the second date, okay? So I got five places that fellas should not be trying to take you on the second date, okay? We didn't got through the first date. That's casual. But the second date, fellas, this is just some things we can't do and we can't go, all right? So number five, we're going to start with the fast food restaurant. Now, what you're not going to do is take me to Olive Garden, Ruth Chris, and have me all wine and dine. And on the second day, you trying to pull up to Wendy's for a 4 for $4. That's what we're not going to be able to do that. I know you spent all your money on the first day, but I'm going to need you to wait 2 weeks till you get that second paycheck to take me out before you talk about, oh, we just going to pull up for lunch. You know, Wendy's got a 4 for $4. You can get the four piece and I can get the double stack. No, sir. We got to be well in a relationship before you take me to Wendy's, okay? Now, number four, the fourth place you should not take a woman on a second date is a pool party. You cannot take a woman, especially a black woman, to no pool party on the second date. For one, I'm not ready for you to see what's underneath this wig. Okay, that's number one. I don't know you like that. I don't know your people like that. I'm not ready. I'm not ready that you lose my lashes. I'm not ready to lose my eyebrows that I didn't spend all day contouring. Fellas, stay away from the water until we well in about 6 months. And then we can go ahead and talk about a pool party or the beach. Okay? Number three, the third place you are not going to take me is to your mama's house. Just listen to me. Now, listen to me. We had a good first date. It was wonderful. I don't even know your last name yet. And you talking about pulling up to your mama's house so I can meet your mama because she's important to you. I'm going to need you to take your mama on a second date then. Don't take me. I don't want to meet her. You ain't even met my dog. You ain't even met my Labrador, and you want me to go over here and meet your mama? Fellas, come on now. Mama talking about some, oh, she different than the last one. Well, where was the last one here? Because this is only day two. Okay, fellas, hello. Leave your mama for later, all right? The second place that you're not going to take me on the second date, we can go for a long walk on the pier. We can go to the mall where it's a crowd of people. But what you're not going to do is take me on no nature walk by myself, okay? That's what you're not going to do on day two. I don't know you. I didn't get a chance to write your license plates down. We're not about to go for no hunt in the woods. I didn't watch enough Snap, okay? I didn't watch enough Fatal Attraction to know that you ain't going to no woods on no date because I'm trying to get back. I'm not trying to wake up dead, okay? Don't be trying to take me to no doggone, we gonna do a nature walk. Where's all the people? We ain't nature walking just me and you. I'm trying to come back. Okay, I got a job to go to in the morning. Come on, taking me on a nature walk. What is wrong with you? Now, fellas and ladies, listen here. Let me tell you the number one place that I am not, I repeat, I am not going to on the second date. Because I didn't see the movie Think Like a Man and Act Like a Woman, okay? We is not going to your house. Dr. Gene, look here. We is not going to your house on the second date, okay? We need to stay in places where people is around. They could see us together. I want to be out in the open. I don't want to go to your house on the second date. It's 90 days. 90-day rule. No, you ain't getting there. Talking about, oh, I just want to cook you a little dinner over at the house. Mm-mm. Either you broke or you're trying to get some. And neither one of those is what I'm trying to do on date two. Okay? I'm telling you, Dr. Jean, it got to be hard to be single out here because everything. My sisters is calling me like, Gina, help me. Lord, what's wrong with these men? He tried to take me down here to the pool party barbecue with his friends. And you know I just bought this wig and I can't go down here to this pool party. Fellas, listen here. It's rough, Dr. Jean, it's got to be rough. It's got to be rough. Ladies, y'all need to stay out in the open where it's a whole bunch of people. Do you understand me? Don't be going nowhere private with these men on day two. Okay? That's all I'm trying to say. I know they like, but she's funny. Yeah, I said it. We can have another date. But we ain't going to no woods, no pool, no mama house, and definitely we ain't going to get no fork or fork. That's all I'm saying, Dr.
Jean. Oh, my God. What'd she say?
What'd she say? Yeah, your mama house. No, I don't.
Oh,
no,
my God.
Nice. And she probably make a mean pot of greens, but I'm not coming up.
I am definitely, when the archive come out for this, I am definitely going to place this one on the Save Single and Save, or with this a group called Save and Single. And
be saved and single. That's what I'm saying. You got to be saved and single. Because these fellas are trying to pull wool over your eyes, ladies. Y'all got to wake up. I need to be out in the open. I need people to see me. And what's your last? I need your last name, your middle name, your nickname.
Get all that. Google.
Yep,
listen, ladies, Google. Go on the internet. I don't care what he says. Go on pay the $10 for the investigation papers, whatever, you know.
Thank you. Hello, look him up and check out his mugshot. Ladies, we got to be thorough. You got to be.
Police officer, don't slip his name to him on a piece of paper mm-hmm. and let him on his lunch break go look him up. I'm just saying.
Not on your lunch break. I'm telling y'all, y'all got to be thorough in your search, okay? Don't just say accept any old date. You can't do that.
Mm-mm. No, you can't.
I'm telling you, Chili's got a lunch menu. Olive Garden got a lunch menu. Don't let these fellas fool you talking about it's a light lunch. Let's go up here and get this 2 for $5. See, this is what Dr. Gina, well, and you vegan. You can't even just go roll up to any old restaurant and get a 2 for $5.
Girl, you know I know. Well, listen, tell everybody, Gina G, how they can follow you, reach you on social media, all your information that they can book you, all of that.
Yes. Yes, my dear. You can find me, everybody listening. You can find me on Instagram at Gina G. Too Funny. That is with the number 2. You can find me on Facebook, Gina G. Too Funny, T-O-O Funny. This weekend, I will be in Fort Lauderdale for a women's conference, women empowerment conference. They got speakers on finance, on how to keep your credit right, ladies, because we can't be falling in relationships and our credit bad, his credit bad. Can't nobody
come
get a call.
On now,
I mean,
preach.
We're not going to be able to do this. We're not going to be able to do this. You can't even get an apartment in your name. The apartment ain't your cousin's name. See, we got to look. We got to get it together. So follow me, Gina G. Too Funny with what you say? Because, yeah, I said it.
Listen, I love you, sister. Thank you so much for being a part of Dr. Gina's radio chat. I love What She Say segment. I look forward to it every Wednesday. I love you. Till next Wednesday,
I love
sister.
You.
All right.
Have a good one, darling.
You too. All right, you guys, we're getting ready to take a commercial break. And then we got Alicia Brooks. She's going to be giving us 5 minutes of branding you. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hi, I'm Robin Givens with the play Mama's Boy. Thank you for listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, Alicia Brooks, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
Fantastic. Okay, girl, what you got for us today? And thank you for coming back this week. I'm so glad that you were able to make arrangements to come and give us the information this week.
You are welcome. So as we are entering and have entered the fourth quarter, and you're thinking about 2018, I kind of want to give you some things to think about in terms of going forward about your brand. And so going in 2018, I want you to look at having a true, clear strategy. That means not just on social media, but it's about where you want to take your business and your brand. And so doing that and being very intentional about how you brand and market yourself, how you put yourself out there. So a lot of people are buying fake followers. That is so not it. You don't want to buy fake followers, those people who buy likes, because that's not going to be those people who you really want to do business with. Now going in 2018, you want to have those authentic relationships, those relationships that are going to last and bring great customer experience. That's what people are wanting now, a customer experience that they can share. And so in order to stay on top of mind and be out there, you don't want to put yourself out there on your brand that is going to just be attacking on one particular social media platform or any other platform. So number two is be strategic in how and where you put yourself. You only put yourself where your clients or your divine clients, what I call them, where they are. And so using hashtags in only certain places. You don't use hashtags to bring clients to you on certain platforms. And so whatever your brand mission is for 2018, start getting in the habit of using those platforms with the hashtag so that you can get out there. And you want to be intentional about using the ones that you're going to use throughout the next year. Start planning the campaigns that you have that's coming up for 2018, and take advantage of the time now to plan what your brand is going to look like, who you want to attract, why you want to attract them, and what are the best ways to attract them. They want to be where it's interactive and where they can actually be engaged with you. So you have to figure out what that looks like for your brand for 2018. Now, I will be talking more about that as we go into the end of the year, because you don't want to be all over. You want your brand to be intentional. And so that means planning it out. And I'll be giving you some tools and tips next time on how to actually do that. But nowadays, for 2017, we've gone to video. A lot of people have gone to interactive apps. And so you have to figure out what that looks like for your brand, and how are you going to stay in front of mind with your clients and stay engaging with them. It says that 93% of people are online, engaging, social media, buying, all of that stuff. But you have to be intentional about where you're going to perform and where you're going to show up and be authentic. Because nowadays, you know, it's not like you can just go put something here one time and you expect a return on investment. No, you have to stay in continuous movement and continuous branding to get yourself out there in the right places if you want to be successful. So,
wow.
I know I said a lot, but at the same time, going in 2018, it's not just about some here, some there, some here, and doing it one day and doing it. No, you have to be intentional about growing your brand if you're serious about growing your business.
It's a job. It really is a job. And this is why people get paid to do that. But if you can't pay anybody and you're just starting off, it is literally like a part-time job. And it's so much consistency, because even I just wanted to ask you this. I don't know if you know this or not, and I know we normally don't do this, but I just had to ask you, because I was noticing, like, I noticed some very well-known artists that are well-known that have maybe 1,500 followers, right? And there's others that have, you know, 25,000. Am I saying that right? Let me go on here.
Yeah,
look at this. Yeah, like how do you explain that? How do you capture the audience when, you know, people, if you are consistent and you're well known like that, and you still have, okay, so 115,000 or 120,000 followers on Instagram, and then somebody else will have 108, but then somebody else might have, you know, 200 or 300, almost a million followers. How do you that are no name that nobody knows? How does that work?
That's because they're buying followers, and there are websites out there that put followers behind you, and some people literally do where you can go in and you see go follow all these people, and then you'll go and see that there's only maybe a handful that they actually really follow. That's because they'll go follow everybody and get them to follow them, and then they go back and unfollow all of them.
Oh, yes. Oh, I've seen that. I've seen that happen. That happened to me, actually. I saw people that I noticed. So what I do is I look and see how many people they have following them compared to how many people that they're following. And then I'll think like, okay, what's the connection really with them and I? You know, that's my first suspect. You know, why are you following me? You know what I mean? And then I'll look down their timeline and things like that. And then I'll think, oh, this is some kind of, you know, bait. They want to bait you to follow them, and then they'll unfollow you so they can build their numbers up. I saw that recently. That was
and they
recently
have different. They make up different accounts will get you to lead to that one main page.
Wow.
So that's why I tell my clients, don't get so bogged down, stressed out about the numbers. You only want those numbers of people who are actually going to buy from you. You know, everyone is not your customer. I say that all the time. And every dollar is not your dollar. So don't get caught up in the hype of how many followers and likes you have. Because those people who really like you, want to support you and have your business and give referrals, those are the people you really want. Don't get caught up in the numbers. Because it's a game.
Well, that is good stuff. I love you, Alicia Brooks. Tell everybody how they can follow you, get in touch with you, and even book you.
Yes. So you can follow me. All of my social media is Alicia Brooks, E-L-Y-S-H-I-A, Brooks, or either Brand Neekley, U-B-R-A-N-D-N-I-Q-U-E-L-Y, and then Y-O-U.
All right. Well, listen, always love having you on. So glad that you can take the time to come back on this week with the mix up last week. I appreciate you. The listeners worldwide appreciate you. And you guys get in touch with her and go ahead and see what she can do for you. Any coaching, counseling, whatever. She's got the message and the information you need to help you with your business. And go ahead and link up with her on any of her webinars, any speaking engagements. She's got stuff moving and popping. So you want to definitely connect with her. All right, Alicia Brooks, got nothing but love for you, sis.
Thank you. Love you too.
All right. Well, listen, we're getting ready to shift gears here again. We'll be right back after the Keys Against the Enemy message.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
All right. Well, listen, we got my little sister, Ebony. How are you, Ebony?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What you got for us on glamming us?
Okay, so today, as you know, it's October, so we're going to be talking about the do's and don'ts of Halloween or costume makeup, whether it be on adults or children.
Ebony, it's like an echo. It's like an echo where you are, sis.
All right, let me move around. Hold on.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you. Yep, let's echo. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, great. So the do's and don'ts of Halloween or costume makeup, the do, number one, is you can use makeup that you already have in your kit. It's not necessary for you to buy all of these new things specifically for Halloween. You can use eyeshadows, blushes, lip liners, lip crayons. You just have to repurpose what you need. A couple simple looks you could do is like the comic book pop art makeup or like a simple Minnie Mouse look, which is pretty much you just purchasing the Minnie Mouse ears, and you can just do the little nose and some whiskers. You have a quick makeshift costume. One thing I want to say is that you need to make sure that you use a primer or a barrier cream or both. The primer will help your makeup lay more evenly and last longer, and the barrier cream will create a safety layer between your skin and the actual makeup so that it doesn't clog your pores. You want to make sure that you're reading packaging, because sometimes it tells you the ingredients that could cause acne or any type of irritation. So with the don'ts, you want to make sure that if you put the makeup on your skin and you start itching or you feel a pain, that does not mean, oh, I just have a regular itch, let me just go ahead and go to my party or go to a bar, wherever you're going. That means that you're having an allergic reaction and that you need to take it off as soon as possible.
Because oh, my goodness. Longer
you, yes, because the longer you wear it, you know, it can get worse. And if you, you know, you want the reaction to stop, you don't want to make it any worse. So make sure that you take that off. And then also, if you have oily skin, do not use, first of all, let me say this, do not use the makeup from parties, from Halloween stores. How would I say that? And the only reason I'm going to say that is because it's not good quality makeup. For example, I have oily skin, so I just did like a glam skull makeup tutorial on my YouTube channel. Everyone can check it out. And I used some cream makeup that I got from a Halloween store. The cream makeup separated, it was breaking apart, it was creasing, and that's because I had really oily skin, so the oil was literally coming through the makeup. So if you are going to use a cream like that, you need to make sure that you're setting it with a translucent powder or a powder that's the same color as the cream that you're using. So, and I think that's a big part that people don't realize they need to do. You know, the same tactics that you use when you're doing your regular makeup, it's the same thing that people use when they're doing theater makeup and costume makeup as well. So if you're getting your makeup done and your makeup artist isn't paying attention to these things, well, you need to say something, because you don't want to pay for your makeup and it doesn't last long, or it's coming off, or it doesn't look how you want it to because they didn't set it and they didn't use the proper product. So those are my tips for the day.
That is quite informative information. I mean, it's good to know, because I've had literally, I mean, I don't want to tell anybody which photo shoot, but I've had to sleep in my makeup from the night before because I didn't have an artist to do it in the wee hours of the morning. We wanted to get the sunrise, and I didn't have anybody that was going to be able to do it because it was last minute. And I literally had to sleep with my face on everything, like the whole thing. And I was so scared I was going to break out, and I thought, I don't know. But this was good quality makeup, you know. But yeah, I could see that. But still, it was a concern of mine that my face was going to break out, actually.
Yeah, most of the time, like even me, I think I fell asleep by my face the other day with my makeup on, and I literally got a breakout the next day, and I knew why. So with doing things like that, you just want to be careful. I do know of a lot of my clients, like sometimes they literally just want to keep it on. I don't recommend that, and I'm not telling you to do that. But if you do keep your makeup on the next, you know, until the next day, once you're finished, you need to make sure that you're moisturizing your skin with the right skincare products. And if you wake up and it's oily or creasing, all you really need to do is use like a translucent, you can use the MAC Mineralized Skin Finish or setting powder to blot the oil away, just to make it last longer. So that's a little tip, but make sure that you're cleansing your skin the next day after you're done, because you want to get, you know, all of that gunk out of your pores.
Yeah, that's good information. And I, just real quick before we go ahead, A-Train is coming on next. I wanted to know about eyelash glue. Like, okay, what's a good lash glue? Like, I've gone and got some lash glue that didn't, it was white and it was supposed to clear up and it just didn't last. Like, I mean, it didn't do much. Yeah.
So with the lash glue, I highly, highly recommend Duo. D-U-O. I use that on myself and my clients. I do not use the one that is black, because if you are a beginner and you use the black eyelash glue, it's going to be messy. So once you put it on, if you miss where you're supposed to put it on, you're going to have this dark black glue that's going to be difficult to get off, and it's going to mess up your eye look. I use the Duo glue that is white and it dries invisible, and I also use the brush tip where you're brushing the glue, a thin layer on the lashes, and not the tube that you're squeezing out. The reason I do that is because I've had ample times where I've squeezed out too much on the tube and then you destroy the lash, and that's money wasted.
Yeah.
So I would recommend using the Duo brush tip, the one that is white that dries invisible, because number one, if you mess up and get the glue somewhere you don't want it, it's going to dry clear, and you can cover it up with other makeup if you need to. And number two, you have more control when you're using the brush tip.
Love it. All right, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you.
Okay, you can get in touch with me on YouTube at Ebony Tyler, and then also on my Instagram at Ebony Tyler Beauty.
All right. Well, listen, we love you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, thank you, Ebony, for joining us.
Thank you. Love you guys, too. Have a great day.
All right. You too. All right. My main man, celebrity comedian A-Train, where you at?
What's going on, Dr. Gina? I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm just sitting here tripping out after these beauty tips. And the more she talked, the more I understand why some of these women's face look the way it does. I was like, oh, so you done slept in your makeup, huh? That's what you done did. You done slept in the face. You got... So you're not supposed to slip in that makeup, huh?
No, you're not.
So that might be what's going on out in these streets. We need to put that out on social media. We need to put that on a billboard or something. Do not look in your makeup, because you don't want your face looking like you got, potholes and different blemishes, and your face look like it's, you can wash your face, but it ain't clean, and because you got all that stuff that's soaked into your skin. And your what they call them, the little air holes in your face, whatever. Put the little, you got to get all that out of there, man. Your pores. Why I couldn't think of that, I don't know. But yeah, man, so you got to get that stuff sucked up out of there, man. Soap and water ain't going to do it. You can't do it. Ladies, stop doing it, ladies. Stop sleeping your makeup. Let's do right. Let's do right this the upcoming season. We got just a few more months left in the year. So let's go ahead and get it right. So we can be looking like we need to look for them holiday pictures. So what's going on, Dr. Gina?
You said upcoming season. The upcoming season, Jesus.
Yeah, because you know Thanksgiving is coming up. You know, you got Christmas, around the corner, and social media is going to be full of pictures, full of people doing selfies, and I'm telling you right now, get your face right, get your skin right, so that you can be flawless on your little selfies that you're getting ready to flood our timelines with.
Right.
Let's get together, man. Let's get together. Now, I mentioned the upcoming season. I didn't say anything about Halloween, because some of these selfies... Some of these selfies, they would be very fitting for Halloween. So there's that. But I'm talking about Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah. Oh my God!
I was at a show. A couple weeks ago, and I was talking about, women and their makeup, and I was like, this is not the time to be going to the dollar store for makeup. You can't listen, the dollar store, 99 cent store, they have their privileges, but makeup is not one of them. Do not, ladies, do do not go to the dollar store for makeup. I was at a show, and it was hot, you know what I'm saying, was sweating. And you know the women in there with that dollar makeup on because it runs. It just started running and sliding off their face, you know. One lady, her makeup had to slid off her face so much. I just walked up to her and said, hey, I said we killed the bag man. This killed the bag man, you know. She was in there looking like the Joker. I mean, she had makeup everywhere. Everywhere. So I would advise, even as a man, I know that you're supposed to go to the MAC store. You know, go to the MAC store and get that makeup. You know, there's some good makeup in there, you know. And it's expensive, but it's worth it. It's worth it, people. And I learned that when you get the makeup, you got to get this stuff that they spray on top of the makeup that makes the stuff stay on.
You know what I'm talking about? The set. Yeah, set the makeup. Yeah. You know about that.
Which is so funny to me because if the makeup alone costs what it costs, I mean, it should, as much money as I can spend on it, it should stay on by itself. But nevertheless, you know, they want us to get this other stuff to spray on top of the makeup to make it stay, you know. So, So ladies, go to the MAC store, get you some good makeup. Because, you know, it's hard out here.
Oh, my God. Okay, that was good. I'm sorry, that was so good. Oh, A-Train. Okay, now what am I supposed to do with that?
I don't know. I'm just out here in these streets trying to help. That's my duty.
Okay. So listen, you got... I know you got a show coming up Friday, right? You got a show coming up Friday. It's geared towards the ladies. Tell us about it.
Yes, A-Train Live, the experience is taking place again this Friday night, October 20th at the Ritz Theater. I got Zaynab Johnson coming in, who is hilarious. She's been seen on HBO. She's been seen on Russell Simmons' special All Deaf Comedy Live. You know, she's done MTV. She's done AXS TV. I mean, she's out there. And Zaynab is funny, ladies. She's the chick that all chicks dig because she's attractive. She's smart. You know what I'm saying? She's relevant, you know, and she is hilarious. Zaynab is hilarious. Zaynab has been in the business since back in the day. Remember Hell Date used to come on BET back in the day? Well, Zaynab used to be on Hell Date. I mean, she has been involved in the game for a while. So I'm telling you all, you know, this is a top-notch show. Make sure you come out. And I got an all-female lineup. I got a female DJ Kiki Bang That. She's here in Duval. She's going to be on the ones and twos. I'm excited about that. And I got a female headliner, like I say. So, ladies, I did this trying to put some a show together, you know, that would show love and support to the female side of the industry, you know, and the female side of those who follow me and rock with me. So, let's do it, man. I'm telling you, this show is going to be hilarious. I cannot wait until Friday night. I first met Zaynab. We were on a show together in New York. At the New York Comedy Club a couple years ago. And, I mean, when I saw her, you know, perform, she was so hilarious and just, I mean, such cool people. Tracy and I, which is my wife, we were like, man, who is this chick? And we have got to, you know, hook up. So we did. And then later on, I think about a year or two later, she came down. I brought her down to Jacksonville to do my show. And that was when we were having it at the Comedy Club in Jacksonville. And she packed it out. We all had a good time. So this time, man, backed by popular demand, Zaynab Johnson. So I'm telling you people, we'll be at the Ritz Theater on the big stage slanging these jokes this Friday night. So I'm excited about it, Jim. I am.
Man, that's so amazing. Well, listen, I know that there was some tickets giveaway, and I know that I mentioned several times on the show that you guys still have a chance to go and be a blessing to somebody. Go on the Ritz.com, or they can call the number. What's the number, A-Train?
Area code 904-807-2000. 2017, or they can go to Ticketmaster.com and look up A-Train Live, the experience, and get those tickets. And also, you know, if you have any questions about it, you know, just hit me up on my Facebook. Go to Comedian A-Train. That's two words, Comedian A-Train, and that's A-T-R-A-I-N. So just hit me up on Facebook at Comedian A-Train, and, you know, shoot me a question of any concerns that you may have about the show, and we'll do our best to answer those questions for you. So definitely come out. Definitely come out. So, yeah.
I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. Well, listen, tell everybody where they can reach you. I know you gave them your phone number and things like that, but your social media and where you are on social media.
Absolutely. So you can hit me up on Twitter at A-Train Live. I'm also on Instagram under Do It Again and See What Happens. All one word. So spell that out. Do It Again and See What Happens. And I also have another page on Facebook called Do It Again and See What Happens. So I'm really excited about this show that's coming up this Friday night. And, man, I hate that Dr. Gina won't be able to make this one, but, you know, next time.
I know.
So, yeah. So it's going to be right, man. It's going to be right. Friday night, spread the word. 8 o'clock p.m., doors open up at 7. You can get those tickets at area code 904-807-2017, and or you can go to Ticketmaster.com. Yep.
All right. Well, listen, this was a full show today. Thank you so much, A-Train, for coming on and sharing, giving us laughs. I didn't even know what to do with that over there. You're just so funny. Man, that was so good. Anyway, you got to go check him out. He's always got something going on, but he's always messing with somebody. Somebody at a restaurant, at a festival, somewhere. He always finding something funny while he out and about, because he's always out and about. That's why I always say, where is A-Train? But you can go ahead and catch him and follow him. All right, love. Thank you so much, A-Train. And I wish I was there. But you guys, listen, just because I'm not going to be able to be there, you go there. You got to go and get it, have the A-Train experience. All right? All right,
absolutely.
A-Train. Love you, man.
All right. Love you too, sis. Y'all have a good one.
All right, you too. All right, listen, we're getting ready to take a commercial break, and then we're going to sign right on out of here. Thank you. Come on right back.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hey, peace, world. What's going on? It's the Love King, Raheem Devon, and you're tuned in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Keep it locked right here. Love life.
All right, you guys, this was such a great show, full of laughter and information. I hope you guys were inspired and encouraged, and I hope you got a little joy today from Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Thank you so much again to my guests, Dewan from Salon Dewan, Gina G at What She Say, and Alicia Brooks bringing us 5 minutes of branding you, and my little sister Ebony, makeup artist, giving us glamming tips, and also my main man, celebrity comedian A-Train, just piggybacking off of Ebony's segment. That was hilarious. But anyway, listen, we went from living single and saved and to laughing about makeup. So listen, what a way to end the show. I love you guys. Listen, it's all about where you are. Allow God to continue to groom you. Allow him to continue to strengthen you. It's not over until God says it's over. You win. You are a victor and an overcomer, and your best days are ahead of you. As a matter of fact, I'm declaring it that it's right now today, and this very very second. Your days ahead, including this moment, are great for you because God is great. So listen, continue to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. And I'm always loving you until next time, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you never know who's going to be joining me live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.